Chapter 6 Price Indiana Relation to Marketing Mix. Introductory note: there are a large number of factors that are involved with the pricing of a product. Some of the material on pricing involves mathematics, and it is presented in a separate chapter. This chapter focuses on pricing from the concept of marketing mix. Some of this information is not presented in the chapter that deals with pricing from a mathematical perspective. Consumers make evaluations on whether to buy or not to buy, partly based on price. The price of a product is usually very important. When most consumers examine a product, they probably consciously or unconsciously evaluate the utility, pleasure, and emotional satisfaction in owning the product against the price of the product. This involves an evaluation of the benefits or gain by purchasing the product, and the loss, the expenditure of money represented by the price of the product. Spending money on one product often results in a financial inability or decision not to purchase another product. At some level, spending money involves a sacrifice for most consumers, except perhaps for the very wealthy, and the higher the price, the greater the sacrifice. The relationships of price, profit and rate of sales generally, the higher the price the greater the profit will be per unit, but the total profit may or may not be greater than with a lower price. When all of the relevant factors are maintained at the same level, usually the higher the price the lower the sales volume will be, and vice versa. This relationship certainly does not always hold true. For example, lowering the price of a luxury product might convey a lower quality product. It might also reduce the emotional satisfaction associated with buying an expensive product that is intended for wealthy and successful people. How should products be priced for the maximum profit per unit, maximum rate of sales, or the maximum rate of profit? Question: if you are operating a business, which of the three pricing strategies stated in the above subheadings do you think is appropriate for your products and goals? The three strategies are discussed in the following paragraphs. The maximum profit per unit, the maximum price that can be obtained for a product can result in a low rate of sales. The maximum profit per unit, or the maximum price that can be obtained for a product, generally means a very high price. However, this may not be very profitable, because very few units may be sold. For example, if a supermarket raised its prices to a level that was several times higher than the competition, it would make a very high profit on each product that it sells. However, this would probably result in a very low rate of sales, and the money obtained from sales would probably be inadequate to cover the fixed costs of running the supermarket, such as for salaries, rent and insurance. This could result in financial losses. Under what circumstances is a pricing strategy based on the maximum profit per unit, the highest price that the market can bear, sensible and profitable? When a large number of consumers want to buy a product, but the product is available in very limited numbers, the most profitable strategy would be to sell the product at the highest price that can be obtained. However, this pricing strategy may require more time and effort to sell the product, but in certain situations it is a very sensible pricing strategy. For example, famous artworks are generally one of a kind, and they are usually sold at the highest price that can be obtained for the product. When you are selling only one, or perhaps a few units of a product that hundreds, thousands or millions of consumers want to purchase, the rate of sales is generally not important. Any extra time and effort to sell the product is usually offset by the financial gain obtained when seeking the maximum obtainable price. The above concept also applies to services of famous people. They can usually sell their services at the highest price the market can bear. This is because their time is limited, and their services represent a product that is very limited in quantity and is in very great demand. Is pricing a product for the maximum rate of sales always profitable? Products can be priced for the maximum rate of sales, which is generally a very low price. When this is done, the result can be a small profit or a financial loss. In general, the rate of sales does not always relate to the rate of profit. Thus, maximizing the rate of sales by reducing prices may not be very profitable. There are many other methods of increasing sales that are usually quite profitable. When is pricing a product for the maximum rate of sales, the lowest possible price, sensible? Pricing a product very low to maximize the rate of sales is sensible when the goal does not involve a profit. For example, public health agencies provide low-cost or free vaccinations to prevent disease. The low price or free vaccine will most likely maximize the number of people who get vaccinated. Another example is selling a product at a very low price to attract new customers to a store. This is generally called a loss leader, such as selling bread below the wholesale cost to attract customers to a supermarket. Pricing a product for the maximum rate of profit often involves selling the product at a reasonable, but not excessively low or high price. In many situations, the higher the price, the lower the rate of sales will be, and the lower the price, the higher the rate of sales. In between these two extremes, there is usually a medium price that will result in a medium rate of sales, but a maximum rate of profit. To clarify the above ideas, it is necessary to explain what the rate of profit is in mathematical terms. Rate of profit is the amount of profit that is obtained divided by time. For example, if you had a computer supply shop, and you sold 10 computers in 1 month, and obtained $100 profit on each computer, you earn 10 times 100, which is $1,000. To obtain the rate of profit, the $1,000 is divided by 1 month, which equals a rate of profit of $1,000 per month. However, if you sold the 10 computers in 10 months, your rate of profit would be $1,000 divided by 10 months, which is a rate of profit of $100 per month. Now let us assume you sold the 10 computers at a discount, and you only earned $50 on each computer. However, if you sold the computers in 1/4 of a month, your profit would be $50 multiplied by 10, which equals $500. To obtain the rate, the $500 is divided by 1/4 of a month, which is a rate of profit of $2,000 a month. If the price of the computers in the above example were increased, so the profit was $300 on each computer, if you only sold 5 computers in a month, your profit would be $300 multiplied by 5, which is $1,500. Dividing $1,500 by 1 month equals a rate of profit of $1,500 per month. Sometimes lowering the price increases the rate of profit, and at other times raising the price increases the rate of profit. In certain situations, consumers judge the value and quality of a product by its price. Sometimes consumers simply judge the quality of a product by its price. This is more likely to be the case when the consumers do not have other ways of judging the product, such as when they do not have adequate product information or needed technical knowledge to make a judgment. Thus, in some cases, lowering the price of a product might result in convincing the consumer that the product is of lower quality and value, and this can sometimes result in a decrease in sales. This is more likely to be the case with luxury items, when a high price of a product conveys social and economic status. Perhaps the best strategy is to emphasize the quality of the product and the high social status that it conveys in advertisements, especially if the selling price is reduced. However, with luxury products that are primarily intended for very wealthy consumers, reducing the selling price, even during a sale, might be counterproductive. With some luxury products, the best strategy may be to increase the price and provide additional services with the product to justify the price increase. For example, increasing the price of a top-of-the-line luxury car and providing a 6-year unconditional service contract on the vehicle might increase the rate of sales and profit. Another alternative is to increase the quality of the luxury product during the manufacturing process, which can justify a price increase. The pricing of new products introducing new technologies with relatively high prices is a common strategy. Manufacturers often do this with new electronic devices and medications. This might be quite sensible, because the manufacturer is trying to recover research and development costs. In addition, products in this category may be in short supply when they are first introduced. After a period of time, the manufacturer may reduce the prices. This can range from weeks to months for electronic products, and sometimes years for medications. Generally, products in this category must be reduced in price when competitors develop similar products. However, price reductions are usually quite feasible when more efficient production methods and facilities are created for technology-based products. New products that are relatively inexpensive, such as laundry detergent, toothpaste, and soap, might be introduced into the market at a reduced price. This can involve coupons to obtain a partial refund, and labels on the product that indicate a temporary price reduction, such as 50 cents off. In practice, You must determine the actual relationship between price, profit, and rate of sales that applies to your market and product so you can price the product for the maximum rate of profit. The idea to keep in mind is that there are various theoretical relationships between price, profit, and rate of sales. However, in actual practice, there is no fixed or absolutely predictable relationship between these factors that can be generalized to all situations. It is necessary to determine the relationships between price, profit, rate of sales, and rate of profit in each situation, such as by test marketing or informal trial and error. When such relationships are determined, you can price the product for the maximum rate of profit.